Good morning. It's Thursday, June 9th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Today will be sunny and hot, with a high near 100 and winds gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy, with a low around 70 and light winds. In local news, by a narrow vote, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved a 100-unit tiny home village on Florin Road in South Sacramento, marking a milestone for one of its largest yet homeless shelters. The county will place the 100 tiny homes for up to 125 individuals at a vacant lot for a former grocery store at the corner of Florin and Power in Roads in South Sacramento. Following the initial meeting, Kennedy made several changes to the original proposal. Among them, nobody who is a registered sex offender or has been convicted of a violent felony will be allowed in the tiny homes, he said. The county will also pay for private security for a nearby church on days of worship, form an advisory council, and circulate a 24/7 phone number for complaints. The county will spend roughly $7.7 million to build and run the tiny home village for 2 years. It is scheduled to open in late November. More in local news. Eva, the dog credited for saving her owner's life after she was attacked last month by a mountain lion in rural Northern California, died unexpectedly Wednesday morning. In a brief tearful interview by phone, Eva's owner, Aaron Wilson, said Eva, a 2.5-year-old Belgian Malinois, started getting wobbly and having seizures over the weekend at their home in Trinity County. Wilson was told Eva needed special emergency care after rushing her to a Reading veterinarian. Wilson took her to the animal hospital at the UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine. There, Eva's condition deteriorated to the point her veterinarians attempted to put her on a ventilator Wednesday morning. Wilson said she and her fiancé, Connor Kenny, were taking the dog's body to Sacramento Wednesday morning. In drought news, state regulators have ordered the city of San Francisco and scores of San Joaquin Valley farmers to stop pulling water from valley rivers, the latest sign of worsening conditions in California's drought. The water rights curtailment orders issued by the State Water Resources Control Board affect San Francisco's ability to pull water from the Tuolumne River, one of its most important water sources. Others affected include the Modesto and Turlock irrigation districts, which deliver water to farmers and residents in the northern San Joaquin Valley from the Tuolumne. All told, 212 public water systems are affected by the move. The curtailments are mostly centered on the San Joaquin Valley, and the board doesn't expect to curtail many water rights on the Sacramento River. But farmers and other rights holders on the Sacramento have already lost vast amounts of their water this year due to separate cutbacks mandated by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, resulting in widespread idling of rice fields in the Sacramento Valley. Newsom has threatened to impose mandatory statewide cuts on urban usage if the conservation figures don't improve. In California news, California's fight to regain its leadership role on regulating carbon emissions from automotive tailpipes is getting help from an unlikely ally, the car industry. Carmakers have fought with California officials for decades over air pollution regulations. The industry initially sided with former President Donald Trump when he announced he was planning to strip California of its unique power to set its own guidelines over greenhouse gas emissions. President Joe Biden's administration announced in March it was reversing Trump's decision, restoring California's ability to set tougher standards than the nation as a whole. But 17 Republican state attorneys general sued Biden's administration, saying it was unfair to let California have such authority. On Tuesday, in a brief filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, five automakers rallied to California's defense, saying the state's tough mandates are helping them transition to an era of electric vehicles. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.